just how good will things get when Mashiach comes. The Yalkut Shemoni says, Chamesh Asiyas, there are five letters in the Torah which are repeated, and all of them speak to the concept of Geula, redemption. The letter Chaf, representing the Geula, the redemption of Avram Avinu from Ur Kasdim, appears twice, Lech Lecha. Mem, representing Yitzchak's Geula from Pilishtim, Lech mi imanu ki atzamta mimenu ma'id, multiples of Mem. With Yaakov, it's the letter Nun. Hatzileni no, he pleads, in seeking redemption from the hands of Esav. Pei, that's how we left Mitzrayim. Pokoid pokadati, Hashem promises he will surely remember us. The Yalkut Shemoni finishes, the letter Tzadik represents the ultimate Geula. As it is written, Ish Tzemach Shmei, the prophet Zechariah refers to Mashiach by the name Tzemach, umitachtov Yitzmach, for under him will ensue remarkable growth. The Rebbe suggests that based on the commentary of the Ramban in the book of Iov, the concept of keflayim does not just mean twice or redundant, but many, many times. Iov is being lectured here, and he's told that the Torah, that Hashem's wisdom, is keflayim l'teshia. The Ramban says there is the Torah and its wisdom, the ways of Hashem we can see, and then there's the things we cannot see. And he says, that which we cannot see is far greater than we're able to perceive with our eyes. In other words, kiflayim doesn't mean twice, it means manyfold. In essence, the Rebbe says, when Mashiach will come, things will not be twice as good, but many, many times as good. And ultimately, real goodness that is multiplied infinitely is the true representation of the coming of Mashiach. Because, as Chassidus explains, ribui, multitudes or much of that's limited still represents limitation. And so, we look forward to a time in which things will not be twice as good, but when Mashiach comes, things will be infinitely better for us all.